The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
This story hurts my heart. It really does, and before I even read it to you, I confess, I don't know all the details. I don't know who to believe. I don't know what to believe. All I know is it makes me sad. Here's the headline. Jerry Falwell Jr. is suing Liberty University after his forced resignation over sex scandal. Now, again, I want to make it absolutely clear. I don't know the ins and outs. I don't know the details. I don't know the truth. I just know that this is a blight on the cause of Christ. And if Jerry Falwell Jr.'s father was alive, it would just break his heart. Jerry Falwell Sr. was an incredible man. He really was. His fundraising efforts drove me insane. To be honest, I didn't like his fundraising. I didn't. But I loved his vision. I loved his heart. I loved his spirit. He was not a great preacher. Joy and I, for many years, went down to First Baptist Jacksonville for their annual pastors' conference. And back in those days, they would have 7,000 pastors and wives from all over the world come to Jacksonville. One of the greatest pastors' conference, I think, of all time. Greatest preachers in the world would preach, and Jerry Falwell was always one of the preachers. And to be really candid, he was probably the worst. I mean, as far as just preaching ability and content, but he was a man of vision. Incredible man of vision. He was a man of incredible compassion. And I believe a man of deep spiritual maturity. I you may have heard me tell you this story before. I'm on a pastor's email list. There's about 300 pastors on this list. It's not a chat room. It's just email list. And when Jerry Falwell Sr. died, for weeks, pastors on this list, pastors of churches of 30 people, 50 people, 60 people, 40 people, 100 people. For weeks, pastors on this list would post. Jerry would call me usually once every month, just see how I was doing. Now, Jerry Falwell was probably the best known evangelical on planet Earth. And here he's calling on a regular basis, these pastors of tiny little churches all over the country, and just saying, hey, I just want you to know I appreciate you, and how can I pray for you? I thought, my goodness. Anyway, Liberty University, as a result of that vision that he had, which was incredible, and God has used Liberty University in a mighty, mighty powerful way. And now this, Jerry Falwell Jr. has been the subject of several scandals. Do I know that any of them are true? No, I do not. But there are just so many questions about his leadership, his character, the legality of things that he did. Now, there's no doubt that the mainstream media treated him very poorly, printed things that were absolutely untrue about him. No doubt about that. But he hasn't helped himself either. And then there was the famous photo of him with his arm around this extremely scantily clad woman on a boat on vacation. And then there was the video, which was just it was a terrible video. He did a video about this vile, dirty, filthy TV program. And, I mean, the video wasn't dirty, vile, and filthy, but it was a parody of this TV program. And it was absolutely unbecoming of the president of a Christian university. And the way he handled it. There have been questions for several years about his leadership, his character, his business dealings, and it finally came to a head, and the board of Liberty University, and I don't currently know anyone on the board now, but I've been pretty good friends with some past board members who were very concerned about their leader, their president, Jerry Falwell Jr., and he was forced to resign. And he did. And at first he said, boy, hey, I blew it. And, you know, for the good of the university, I need to step aside. And then I'm innocent. I'm completely innocent. And now I'm going to sue. Let me repeat once again. I don't know who's telling the truth. He is now saying it was a power grab by the Board of Trustees, that he is innocent. He was being blackmailed by someone, and the charges are false. And some of the charges are pretty serious about he and his wife and this pool attendant and sexual relations. And I don't know. There's a part of me that genuinely, truly hopes none of it is true. But the legal action against the school founded by his father, and there's no financial details given. We don't know what he's suing for. He's just saying that he was wrongly ousted. They defamed him. In a complaint in state court in Lynchburg, Virginia, Falwell's lawyers alleged that Liberty defamed Falwell and breached the former president's contract. Quote, Mr. Falwell has suffered damage to his reputation, damage to his profession, humiliation and anguish, lost business opportunities, and suffered other pecuniary damage. Liberty University would need to read, and this is a response from Liberty. Liberty University would need to read and review a lawsuit before making a comment, and as of this moment, we have not yet been served, is a statement from the school's senior vice president spokesman, Scott Lamb. The lawsuit did not ask for a specific dollar figure sought in damages and so forth. I don't know who's telling the truth. But I know this, once again, the cause of Christ has been tarnished. By the way, this year, from what I've read, Liberty University has a record number of students. So evidently, the scandal, the controversy, the resignation of the president has not hurt them in their recruiting. They have set a brand new record in enrollment for this year. Good for them. I pray that this will be settled out of court. I pray that all the scandalous things will not have to be brought out in court. And I pray that the future of Liberty University is greater than the past. And the past has been great. God has used Liberty in a mighty, powerful way. And that's one of the reasons why, of course, the enemy, Satan himself, would love to see the name of Christ dragged through the mud again. So I'm just praying somehow, some way, this will be settled, and that God will be glorified and the school will prosper.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
I don't often pass on community event announcements for a lot of reasons. If I started, that's all I'd get done. And then, you know, if I announce something, it's considered an endorsement. So I usually kind of stay away from it. We have open phone Friday when people can call in, but I'm making an exception. I got a really nice email. I think it was last evening, and it just simply says, "Hello, my name is Leah Brinker, and I am a senior at Riverview High School, a rural district in Warsaw, Ohio. I have had an audacious goal to plan a community prayer walk, and it has come to fruition. Our county's sheriff department, city hall, and Roscoe Village, where the walk will commence, have just given their final approvals. Praise God. Would you mind spotlighting or possibly even attending this event? Please see attachment for further details." Well, Leah, I hope you're listening. I can't attend. I'll be out of town, actually, that weekend. But I am more than happy to pass on the details. Here is a senior in high school who loves God, loves her community, and has organized a prayer walk for her community. Isn't that great? A senior in high school. Well, the community prayer walk is going to occur on November 14th, that's a Saturday, I believe, at 8 a.m. And the news release says, "As Christians, our allegiance is to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We are called to this world to be faithful disciples of Christ, walking in his path. It is time to unite our nation, beginning with the community in which we live. On November 14th, you are invited to a peaceful prayer walk. This walk is designed to demonstrate the power of faith and how it overcomes all evil. The year 2020 has come with its fair share of trials and tribulations, beginning at 8 a.m. Forget your struggles, worries, and fears, and be in the presence of our God. Create faith-based signs. View appropriate. Invite friends, family members. Grab your favorite hot drink. And here are the instructions." Again, this is Saturday, November 14th. And I think this is cool that it's after the election. Folks, listen, we need to be praying before the election, but whoever wins this election, and who knows, we may not know by November 14th, but whoever's elected, America is going to be in desperate need of prayer, because there's going to be unrest no matter who is elected. All right, anyway, the instructions. Park in the Roscoe Visitor Center parking lot. We will assemble in an organized fashion and promptly begin the walk at 8 a.m. Together, we will walk the streets of Roscoe west towards State Route 541. Crossing the road, the procession will utilize the new sidewalks and head towards the court square. Follow around the court square and walk on the opposite side of the street, returning to Roscoe. Please remain peaceful and in a prayerful attitude at all times. Your patience and optimistic thinking will be greatly appreciated during this time of new opportunities. So And she gives her telephone number. I'm very uncomfortable in handing out telephone numbers on the air. But the prayer walk will be at Roscoe Village, November 14th. Let me just make sure. I think that's Saturday. It is. Saturday, November 14th, 8 a.m. at Roscoe Village. I just think that's great. And Leah, congratulations, and God bless you. May your tribe increase. Wouldn't it be great if we had more teenagers organizing things like that? All right, I'm coming up to the top of the hour. Did you hear this? The Golden Bear himself, Upper Arlington native, Ohio State University graduate, one of the greatest golfers in history, Jack Nicklaus, the Golden Bear himself, has endorsed Donald Trump. Yeah. He's being congratulated. He is also being condemned. Shows a lot of courage on Jack's part. He wrote that Trump's love for America and its citizens and putting his country first has come through loud and clear. He went on to say, I've had the privilege over the last 3.5 years to get to know our current president a little more as his term progressed. I've been very disappointed at what he's had to put up with from many directions, but with that, I've seen a resolve and a determination to do the right thing for our country. He has delivered on his promises, and he has worked for the average person. He said that he has known many of the previous presidents, and he is proud to endorse Donald Trump. You may remember that earlier this year, he and his wife had both tested positive for COVID-19. That was back in March. He said, quote, we were very, very fortunate. We had a sore throat and a cough, and his wife, Barbara, was asymptomatic. So Jack Nicklaus has gone out on a limb, because today, if you are a person in the public square and you endorse Donald Trump, oh my goodness, the anger, the vitriol that will be poured out against you. So I commend our own Jack Nicklaus for his endorsement of Donald Trump. Good for him. Good for him. All right. Top of the hour break. We'll be back with the 5 o'clock hour in just a moment.